Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Time and Space Radio. This is Sheila Hawkins of Third Eye Group. For those of you who don't know me, maybe it's your first time or two listening, I am a productivity coach, and I have what has been said to be a revolutionary approach to getting things done. And the focus of this show, Time and Space, is to help conscious, spirit-led women business owners to increase their productivity. It's really all about supporting you when it comes to getting over the hurdles to getting things done. You know, those things that challenge you, like procrastination and not being organized, you know, things of that nature. And I could go on and continue to add to that list. But I focus on that and helping women by sharing my perspective and philosophy about time and helping people look within for the clues to their productivity challenges, the indicators, and for the solutions and designing a new foundation to help them operate from. And this show is centered on some of those things. So what you'll find here in today's show, as well as in the archives, is information, tips that you can take and you can apply right away to be able to start to increase your productivity. And granted, it's a process, but the tips that I give, the information that I share, really are things that you can take and start to put into use and be able to see some sort of difference for yourself as you start to walk that path. So if you've listened, you already know about my much different perspective and my much different perspective and approach to time management. And this particular broadcast is all about tuning up your to-do list. So we're going to talk about your to-do list tune-up today. And like so many people, quite sure that you already know the ins and outs of the to-do list that just doesn't work for you, right? That's probably, of course, why you're here. So I don't need to tell you that at times your to-do list can be as long as your arm, and that sometimes the list itself is what can be, or the thing that makes it hard to really get to the important things, the things that matter, the things that matter most. And that list also gets in the way of you actually being able to do some of the things that you want to do on a personal level and to be able to get some of that me time that you always are wanting but just never seem to be able to get. You know, so with the way that things are situated, just in general, with information overload and life moving at such a fast pace right now, and even faster, it seems, here lately, it really is becoming harder to get through that to-do list, and really hard to be able to get to the things that matter. So the one thing that is typically used as a tool to be able to help you get from point A to point B, because honestly, your to-do list is your, say, focus for the day, right? Or your focus for the week, depending upon how you make your list out. And for many, many people, that tool that was meant to support them and getting from point A to point B, right? You're working on the daily things and the things that have to be done every week or in those smaller spaces of time to get you to the bigger end result that you're looking for. But now that list, the tool that was supposed to help you, is not the way because it's jam-packed, because it is so long. I know people, or I've had people as clients who have had their to-do list be literally as long or longer than their arm. And then you always have the situation where you've got this list and that list and this other list over here instead of using a system, if you will, when it comes to your list to help you through that process. So we're going to talk a bit about that today, and really how to clean it up, how to tune it up. And then I am going to share some information with you that will help you set the stage to be able to take what you have once you've whittled it down, once you've tuned it up and it's looking nice and hot and it's ready for you to go through those tasks on it and knock them out one by one. I'm going to give you a way to continue to maintain that so that you can continue to move forward. So it's not just clean and all nice and tuned up and sparkly, ready for your week the next week, but stays that way moving forward as long as you focus on building the habits that support your list staying in that tune-up fashion. So, like I said, your list of things to do is long, and for some it's probably about as long as your arm, and it makes it really hard for you to get to the things that really matter, and one of those things being you, yourself, not getting in that me time, that time that you need to yourself so that you can continue to give to other people, so that you can continue to give to your business, your family, and your clients. And in the midst of the day-to-day, more things get added before you can even cross off the things that are already there. And that makes or can make things really jammed up. And then there is a thing that people do that I call dumping on your to-do list. So you have all these things swimming around in your head that you have to do. During a conversation once, a coaching session once with a client, we were talking about this very thing, her to-do list. And if you've read my book, Wielding Time, you might remember this example that I shared in the book. During the course of maybe 5 minutes or so, this particular client gave maybe four or five different things that she had to do. Oh, yeah, I've got to do this, and I got to do this, and oh, I can do this today, I can do this today, I can do this today. So as she was rattling off the things that she needed to do, I just kind of jotted down those particular things in the margin of my notepad, and I stopped her after those 4 or 5 minutes, and I said, okay, so do you realize that over the course of the last 4 or 5 minutes or so, you've brought up things that have to be done, that have to be added to your list, and you decided without any forethought, without looking at what your calendar, your agenda for the day looks like, you decided that you could do all those things today. And I read back to her the things that she named, and she says, wow, I can't believe that I did that. She's like, did I really? Were there that many? Did I do that? She really wasn't aware that she was doing that, which is another reason why I wrote down what she was saying so that I could give her verbatim what she said so that she could recall it, because I knew she wasn't going to realize what she had just done. And this is something that doesn't just happen or didn't just happen at one time. I see it time and time again because there is this habit that develops, the dumping onto the list, because you're so in overwhelm. You've got that conversation going on in your head, and there's so much to do, and the feeling of not enough time, not enough space to do that in, not enough time and space to get everything done in. And so it comes to the point where you're just dumping on your list, and you end up in a scenario like that. You end up with this jam-packed list, and you look at it, and honestly, halfway through your day, you probably aren't even focused on the things that you named for that day to do. You're somewhere off on a sidebar or a segue. So as we go through the tune-up, I also want you to think about some of the habits that you have. If dumping on your list is a habit that you have, I want you to think about that and maybe even jot that down in your notes. Jot down the things that you typically do when it comes to your to-do list. Like, what happens with you? What's your, say, process or your behavior behind the thought when the thought comes like, oh, yeah, I have to do X? What happens in the space after that for you? Think about those things because they make a really big difference. And if you're going to get yourself back to the point, or just say to the point for the first time, of being able to have a list that honestly is a tool and works for you, to support you every day, these are things that you have to think about. So the things that occur to you during the course of this program, this broadcast, while you're listening, jot those things down, and I really want you to take them into consideration along with whittling down your list or tuning up your list as I give you these particular tips. So this first thing you want to do is to look at your list, no matter how long it is, look at it, and review everything that's on it. Then add to it, even if it is as long as your arm, add to it the things that you've been carrying around in your head, because I know for a fact that there are a whole lot of people listening right now who carry things around in their head. And as I said to my son, even today, your head is the most dangerous place that you can possibly have things hanging out in, right? Because if it's not written down, it's not real. So get it in writing. So add to it. No matter how long it is, I want you to add to it. So even if your entire list is in your head, okay, mind dump. Get it on paper. Now is the time to do that. Get it on paper, get into a digital format, whatever fits you, whichever you prefer, but getting out, whatever floats your boat, get it out, get it written down. And keep it all in one spot. And then once everything is listed, give some time to getting present to what's on that list. And I don't mean just looking at the items or the tasks that are there. I want you to really be present as you look at that list. Think about the things that are on it. Like, look and see, like, what kinds of things are there? Are there a bunch of things that are time wasters? Even just one or two things are time wasters, really. They need to come off of there, right? Because you're not looking to waste your time. You're not even looking to spend your time. You're looking to invest your time. There is a big difference, and especially energetically speaking, there's a big difference when it comes to investing your time versus spending or wasting it. Big difference. So I really want you to be present to what's on your list. What types of things are there? Do you have a bunch of things that are there that somebody else can do while you do the things that make you money, while you do the things that require your talent, your expertise, right? What else can you, what can you give away? What can you delegate? What can you just take off the list completely? What things did you say yes to because you just wanted to acquiesce, because you wanted to be nice, because you don't know how to say no? I tell people all the time, no is not a word, it's a complete sentence. And you have to get really comfortable in using that sentence, because using that sentence will save you from things that have you wasting your time. So really be present as to the type of things that are on your list. And then I want you to also, as you look at each of the things that are on your list, I want you to ask yourself how each of those things make you feel. What kind of energy do they bring? They might not bring such a great energy because they're things that you don't like to do. So really be present as you look at what's on your list. Then it's time to start to really to get active with your list. So you, once you've looked at everything and you've really gotten present to what's there, you want to label each of those tasks as either something that has to be done now or something that doesn't have to be done right now, based on whether or not the task is urgent. Now, a lot of times when you have jam-packed lists that are as long as your arm, you'll find that everything is urgent, and it's because of the way that you're operating in general. Like, this is urgent, that's urgent, this is urgent, and you're challenged with prioritizing the things because of the way that you've been operating overall in an overall fashion. So everything is urgent because it's crunch time for each one of those things. But be very diligent. Label each of the tasks as urgent or not urgent, something that's got to be done right now or something that doesn't have to be done right now. And then, of course, you want to do that for everything on your list. And if you are going down the list and you come across something that doesn't even belong, just cross it out and keep it moving. But don't skip anything. Label each of those things. And if it takes you a minute, then take a deep breath. If you got to walk away from it and come back, do that. Trust me when I tell you that doing this exercise in the way that I'm giving it to you will really make a difference. It'll really impact your day. Even tomorrow, if you sit and you do this today, it'll impact your day. If you go through it and you can get it all done before tomorrow. And it doesn't have to be, but I'm just saying, it'll have a great impact. So do everything. Don't skip anything. And as you do it, keep in mind that you are tearing apart your list, right? When your car needs a tune-up, the hood is raised and the mechanic goes in and he starts taking stuff apart, right? He may pull out a filter and change it. He may drop the oil pan and change the oil. He may tighten up some things. He might replace the spark plugs, all that fun kind of stuff. This is what we're doing to your to-do list. So don't miss anything. And like I said, if you need to step away, take a deep breath, go meditate, whatever it is you have to do, go do that and come back to that same place and pick up where you left off at. Because the end goal is to only end up having things that are important left on your list. So this means that you've got to let go of all the things that don't fall under that category. In order to be able to do that, you've got to do these individual steps. So once you've determined whether something has to be done now or not right now, you want to go to the next step. So go back through the list and label each of the tasks again as either important or not important. And I want you to be very, 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 very careful here. Tread lightly. This is where things can get a bit tricky. Let go of the notion that everything is important, because it's not. It's just not. If something isn't related to your big picture, like where you're going and what you're creating, whether it's for a smaller project or that big picture in an overall sense, if something's not directly related to a project, a client, your big picture, then it's not relevant. I really want you to get that. I really, really, really want you to get that. So I'm going to say it again. If something is not directly related to a client, a project, your big picture, it's not relevant. So take your time and think about each of the tasks in front of you as you mark them important or not important. You want to make sure that you're marking them correctly, if you will. And again, remember the objective here. We're tuning up your to-do list. So in the end, you want to have something that's really streamlined and fine-tuned. So once again, tread lightly. And once that round of labeling is done, and please don't do them together, do the one, then come back, go through, do the other. There's a method to the madness, trust me. So next, you're here, you're in the home stretch here when you get to this point. So this next step is one that might be kind of hard to do, not that the last one may not be hard, but I want you to draw a line through everything that you've designated to be unimportant. And remember, you're cleaning things up. So draw a line through everything that you've designated unimportant. And once you do, you're going to be left with only the things that matter, or only the important things. So go through the list and cross off everything that you said was unimportant. Don't add stuff back. If you designated it unimportant, it remains unimportant. Cross it off and keep it moving. Okay, so step number five, you want to look at what you have left. And again, this is a list of only the things that matter, only the things that are important. And be really sure that what you're looking at now or at this point are the tasks that are related to what you're up to. So the goals that you've set, clients you have, business related, and of course, you know, personal things matter too, right? So make sure that that's all you have left on your list. And as you look at what you have left, you can see which have to be done right now and the ones that don't have to be done right now because of the labels that you gave them initially, right? So what you have left here is your fine-tuned to-do list. And these are the things that should get your time. These are the things that deserve your time. And I really want you to think about that too. In order for something to make it to your calendar or your agenda, it's got to deserve your time. It has to be deserving of your time. You've got to think about your time in a totally different way. Because once it's gone, it's gone. You can't get it back. It's not like money in that respect. You can lose money all day long, but you can make it back. You can always get it back. But with time, once it's gone, it's gone. So look at what you have left. Those are the things that deserve your time. And this is your fine-tuned to-do list. Focus on the things, first of all, focus on the things that have to be done right now. And if there are things that have to be done right now, once again, because of the way that you were operating initially, then invest the time and get those things done. If there are things that you can delegate to help move the process along, do that. If there are things that you need support with, ask for the help. Don't blow it off and say, nope, I got this, I can do it myself. Ask for the help if you need it. and move through the things that need to be done right now. And keep in mind that you're doing these things right now, but this isn't the way that you're going to operate. Like, how they came to be urgent isn't going to be a factor in the future, because you're going to work on your habits and you're going to tune yourself up in a sense, so that you're not operating in a way that has you putting out fires all day long and getting to your office or your desk at 8, 9 o'clock in the morning and not leaving until 12 hours later because it's crunch time or because you waited or because you procrastinated. So as you move through the things that need to be done right now, I want you to remember that. Then you can start to focus on other things. And of course, as you move through each of those things, there are going to be things that come up. There are going to be things that happen that will delay you. There are going to be things that have to get added into the day. So keep in mind that this is a dynamic thing, right? Your to-do list is dynamic. It's not static. So it changes because life happens, right? Monkey wrenches get thrown into days. That's just how it is. So you've got to be able to remember that and be able to maneuver accordingly. But those things that you're going to start working your way through, give them a place in your calendar. My rule is if it takes longer than 15 minutes to get done, then it's not a go. It's got to go in your calendar. It's got to come off your to-do list and onto your calendar so that you're not jamming up your day. Sometimes when people don't do that, what happens is you've got appointments and then you've got these things to work on, but they end up crashing into each other because you don't have everything on your calendar. So 15 minutes or longer, get it in your calendar. And again, don't dump on your calendar. Be conscious. First of all, ask yourself, does it deserve my time? Again, going back to what I said before, think about your time in a different way. Think about the things that you're considering and whether or not they actually deserve to be on your agenda. So you've got 5 concrete steps now to take your to-do list from what it is now to a finely tuned tool that will support you versus getting in your way and frustrating you it might be doing right now. So keeping it that way is where things get kind of tricky too. So moving forward, continue to focus only on the things that are important. Ditch the stuff that's not relevant, the things that don't deserve your time. Don't even say yes to them. Don't even consider them. Create new habits that have you planning and not waiting until the last minute so you have less fires to put out. Now, granted, you may still end up having fires to put out because, again, life happens. But don't let it be that you're putting out fires because of your behavior, because of your actions or lack thereof. So as you move forward, you want to build the muscle for some new habits and get out of the habit of putting out those fires and doing things in a hasty way, right? And that's a daily temptation that you're going to have to face. And being able to decipher whether something's really relevant, but stay the course, stay on track. And let me make one more really important point here, too. Celebrate your wins, whether it's something big or small. Celebrate the wins. And above all, make time for yourself. You should be in your calendar before anything else is. And holidays don't count. They don't. So get yourself in your calendar. You are important. You can't give to other people or other things without giving to yourself first. So you've got to take care of you. You get to do constantly, you're going to be constantly and deliberately choosing what gets your time. So remember that. Remember to focus and drop the things that aren't directly in line with what you're creating, right? If it doesn't deserve your time, if it's not part of your big picture, then it's a no-go. It does not belong there. So, there you have it. That's how you tune up your to-do list. Come back, listen to the replay. It'll be up shortly if you're listening live. and get your to-do list tuned up. Whip that baby into shape so that it can serve you instead of getting in your way. And for more information about me and what I do, I invite you to visit thirdeyegroup.net. Oh, and if you are struggling to find that time for yourself, I invite you to check out my I have it on the website at thirdeyegroup.net. It's called Finally Zen. And inside of Finally Zen, one of the things that I focus on is giving you some steps to find some space and some time for yourself. Thanks for listening. Hope to catch you on the next broadcast.